Toll free at 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. All the features, totally free. So enjoy them on us. That's freetalklive.com. We're going straight to the phones and to the fun to start things out here because it is the show about your calls. It's Beavis calling from California. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hello. I was just wondering where you're basing your logic on the fact that a father that goes to jail will most, like, his son will most likely go to jail, too. I was wondering where you're basing your logic on that.
I don't know that I said most likely, but I said statistically you're more likely to go to jail if you're, one of your parents is...
There's an increased chance.
Oh, yeah. All right.
That's nice. Yes, you do suck.
Anything else, Beavis?
Beavis?
That's brilliant. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Yeah, didn't see that coming. 800-259-9231. You know, you have to give... Like, ARC prank callers recently have been so bad that we have to handhold them.
Right, we have to help them do the
right,
prank
call. We have to just open up the door to give them the opportunity. Like, they can't get their crank out in the initial phase of the call. And some there could be a good crank where you've got some lead up where you sound like a legitimate call, and then you crank at the end, but... He asked a question, and he was really bad at asking of what was a legitimate question for someone that didn't understand what we had said in the last hour, but then we had to give him the chance to crank.
Yeah.
You're supposed to just roll into it. You're supposed to just do it.
When he said Beavis, I was a little suspicious.
Oh, immediately.
Yeah. I've got something to say. Hey, Beavis, I hope a tree falls on your mother's Volvo station wagon.
That's terrible of you. Terrible.
It must be something from the cartoon.
Is that a joke?
I don't know. I just
he just thought that up.
I just thought it up.
You know, being mean to a young child
back
who's
in
trying
the
to a radio show.
He's in California. I can see it right now. You know, his mom is off working or something, and she's a realtor in her Volvo station wagon, and he's got nothing to do at home, and he says
crank Free Talk Live.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, back in the FM days, we used to get some real quality cranks. I mean, people would call in with accents, and they'd pretend to be all kinds of nut jobs, and it was awesome.
I don't know. Can you call somebody who calls as a character a crank? I don't think that's the case.
Well, I don't know that they're... It all falls into the same category to me. Not
fake.
Real.
Yeah, right,
like, they're not talking about something legitimate, or not talking about something... pertinent.
I see where you're coming from on that. Just the worst. I mean, it's been the worst of the worst. Guys, call Rush Limbaugh. Try to get through on his show. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. And, yeah, you know, hey, it's true. We will really let anybody on the air. Anybody else's phone screener would have knocked him right out.
Yeah.
They would have knocked him right
Beavis
out.
Beavis with a name like that? You bet.
All right, Mark, you've got a TSA hell story for us, right?
That I do.
All right, share it, please.
From Adam, I'm listening to the March 12th episode, and I have a TSA story that I thought I would call a tragicomic. Last September, I was traveling with my family to Brisbane, Australia. At the airport, we were informed that the half inch of juice remaining in my 3-year-old's bottle was not allowed. My wife protested, and one of the TSA...
You drowned somebody with that.
Right, whatever you could do with it. And one of the TSA agents said that it could be taken so long as it went through the x-ray machine.
Huh.
I found this odd, since the bottle was transparent and so was the juice. What exactly could the x-ray reveal that simply looking at the bottle could not? Something they knew. They know that I don't know about x-ray technology. After we got through, an agent pulled us aside because on the x-ray they saw Play-Doh in my 3-year-old's bag. Two agents argue for 2 minutes whether or not it was really allowed. The supervisor finally came over and ended the debate. No Play-Doh allowed, so they confiscated it. That was in Salt Lake City. We had to go through TSA again in Los Angeles to get to our Qantas flight, but this time nothing unusual happened. When we finally arrived in Brisbane, my older son told me that he brought some things in his carry-on luggage that he borrowed from Grandpa.
Uh-oh.
Two Leathermans and 3 pocket knives. One with a laser pointer built in.
A knife with a laser pointer?
Hey, look, I'm just reading the email, man.
Wow.
I suspect if it's out there. It's got to be out there.
That's got to be.
A good thing that they got the Play-Doh and the juice, but missed the knives. 5 of them. Twice. Because we could have used them to defend ourselves if necessary. But it would have been funnier if it wasn't so very, very sad.
Wow.
So this is, I mean, this is, the kid, the other kid snuck on five knives, and they caught the Play-Doh, and they had to x-ray the juice.
Awesome.
Just, it's so silly. These
are you feeling safe yet, America?
These are the people that are protecting you. 75% of the time, the TSA misses knives, guns,
sounds like
and
they missed
bombs.
100% of the knives in this case.
Well, I'm just telling you, this is their own tests.
Right.
We do not need to pay for this bureaucratic nonsense.
Heck no.
This security theater.
But a month
not
ago,
worth it.
The TSA had me remove something from one of my bags that I had in there for a year.
Really?
Yeah.
You've been flying,
yeah,
flying, back, and flying.
Yeah. Then some genius caught it. I think it was a bottle of shampoo.
Oh, it was
four
ounces.
It was this little travel things, and it was tucked away, and I didn't know it was there.
Yeah.
But you should be allowed to have a little...
Not if it's 4 ounces, Mark.
4 ounces, no.
No, if it's 4.5 ounces, you have to get rid of it, too.
That's trouble. Yeah,
three ounces.
If it's over three, you're illegal.
I just put it all in my check bag and not worry about it, but... I got puffed today, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
The little poofer where that's sniffing for bombs and stuff?
Yeah, I held my breath the whole time.
Why, you got a bomb in your mouth?
No, I don't know.
There you go,
I hear all that air go...
Nice.
Close your eyes.
Yeah. Well, that too, but I just held my breath until the door opened.
1-800-259-9231 allows you to take control of the airwaves. Coming up, a little bit about relationships and text messaging. But first, one of the most bizarre... strange stories that I've read recently, and it's just strange in that it just doesn't make much sense. And see if maybe you guys can figure this out a little bit better than I could. Toronto Reuters reporting, and the headline, of course, is naturally going to pull in a lot of people. Schoolgirls bullied into stripping online. Bullies are no longer content to taunt their victims in the playgrounds, but are turning to cyberspace, according to Canadian researchers. They're using email, text messaging, and social networking sites in new forms of victimization. Now, we've talked recently about this so-called cyberbullying, and it seems a little bit silly to me. It seems a little bit laughable.
Yeah.
If you're getting threats or you're getting mean messages from people, you just ignore them or be careful about who you give your phone number out to. But in this case, it's a little different. In this case, the claim is that the so-called cyberbullies are forcing their girlfriends to undress in front of webcams and then sharing the images with others online. Now, how on earth could this possibly be happening?
Well, nobody's forced unless there's a threat of physical violence.
Correct. I don't think that's the case.
Right. Like, if I say, Ian, could you take off your shirt for me, please?
That's
please,
not
please,
forced.
Please take off your shirt for me. I won't like you anymore if you don't take off your shirt for me.
Yeah.
Like,
not force.
That's not force. It's not coercion.
Yeah, but
it's just...
But a lot of
begging.
Young girls would be thinking, oh, I love him and he's cute.
I don't care.
Not
teach
force,
though. Teach your young girl to be a little stronger than this.
They're pressuring each other, says some expert. Professor Faye Mishna from the University of Toronto has been researching the so-called cyber abuse of children. She says they're pressuring each other. This is particularly true for girls to send pictures of themselves with their tops off. Girls might send it to their boyfriend, and she's pressured to do it, thinking he's just going to see it. So she gives in, and the next thing you know, it's all over the place. The images are even more likely to be passed on if the couple breaks up, says Mishna, who's headed a research team that held focus groups with 47...
There's a website called myexgirlfriend.com or something like that.
Yeah, my psycho ex-girlfriend.
No, this one's just like...
So
my
there is that.
Yeah,
there is that.
The recordings
are awesome.
Yeah, okay.
But you can put the your pictures, you know, your sort of nudie pictures that you've taken of you and your girlfriend or just your girlfriend on this website.
Yes, there is, and certainly that's something that goes on. And ladies should know that this happens. If your boyfriend's wanting to take nudie pictures of you, guess what, sweetie? There's an internet out there, and there's very well a good possibility he's going to put them online for other people to see. Good possibility.
And he's not
going to
blur your face either.
It's not just women.
True. Good point. Preliminary research or results from the research shows so-called computer geeks are becoming the new schoolyard bullies. Final results. This is so absurd. Final results of the study, which will be completed in June, are expected to be published and will continue. There's a little bit more on this, and I want to know how you feel about this. Is it even possible that this could be called bullying? How can this possibly be called bullying? I mean, it's maybe manipulation, but they're voluntarily taking their tops off. It's their choice. 800-259-9231. It's not like they've got a gun to their head on this webcam. More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring it what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. Itzy in here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Archives await. An entire year's worth of the show right there, front page of the website. For your download, for your downloading convenience, go and get them for free at freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customers reflects on you. Their staff is respectful, they record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy, so that your business is handled as efficiently as possible. See their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. That's 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses. Support FTL.
Okay, so there's this article that I found today, and it's a Reuters article about what they're calling cyberbullying. And we've talked recently on the show about this concept of cyberbullying, the idea that meanies, childhood meanies, are now moving into cyberspace and they're sending text messages and insulting people online. The story that we'd originally read was pretty serious about how a kid had killed himself because he'd been getting too many mean text messages, allegedly. Seems a little bit absurd, but apparently it really happened. And you know, our point at that, our analysis at that point was that, well, you know, be careful with giving out your phone number. Don't give out phone numbers to people you don't trust if you don't want to get text messages from mean kids. I mean, if you're young, if you're a young person or parents dealing with their children having these so-called problems.
Just a little advice.
But now it's changing, this definition of cyberbullying. According to this Reuters article, now there are people who are being called cyberbullies that I don't think are doing anything that has anything to do with insulting or bullying or anything like that. The allegation is that there are computer geeks who, it says here, the preliminary results from new research show so-called computer geeks are becoming the new schoolyard bullies.
Mm.
And they're suggesting that girls are being pressured to take their tops off on their webcams, for instance.
Well, girls have been pressured to take their tops off for years. I don't understand why this new round of girls somehow just can't do it.
I don't know either.
I can't keep my top on. It's flying. It hits the ceiling every time I try.
Yeah, see, when I was a kid, we had a thing called a $5 bill.
Yeah, now they don't even require that, I guess. But traditional bullying is a power differential, says the so-called expert. The power before could have been age, size, smartness, popularity, and ability. Now it's the perceived anonymous nature. What is... I'm having trouble understanding where this so-called expert is even coming from on this.
Yeah.
What is it about being anonymous that gives someone power over another person?
They could be watching me.
Well, the original suggestion was that it was the boyfriends of these girls that were getting them to take their clothes off, in which case there's no power differential there. It's just the pathetic guy begging to get a shot of his girlfriend's breasts on the video camera or whatever. There's no power differential there. He's asking. She's not just, the boy doesn't just say something and the shirt pops off. She
right.
has to make the choice to remove her clothing. The expert says, we'd like to find out how anonymous it really is. The power now is you can put it all over the place, meaning the picture, distribute the picture. But you don't give the person the power to do that until you give them the picture.
Right.
So the girl still has all the power, as they've had for a long time, as far as if a guy really, really, really wants to see her breasts, then she's making the choice to reveal them. The focus groups
There's
also
negotiations in play at that point.
The focus groups also revealed victims refuse to tell an adult about the abuse because they fear they'll be punished in order to be protected. Mishna said they're scared that their parents will take away their computer privileges. Students also thought that it was pointless to tell parents about cyberbullies because they couldn't identify the culprits. Now they must be sort of shifting the definition here from the person who originally convinces the girl to remove her top,
mm-hmm.
to the anonymous nature of the fact that, well, it could have been anybody who posted the picture online. Maybe that's what they're saying when they're addressing the anonymity factor,
mm-hmm.
because there's no way to prove as to whether or not it was actually the boyfriend or whoever it was that originally had been sent the photo. Though if the boyfriend was the one who originally was sent the photo, then he must have distributed it to whoever the person was that put it online for everyone to see.
You know what I like here, though? That you don't have to be a football player anymore to get the chicks. Now you can be a geek.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Students also thought it was pointless to tell their parents. They say that friends are giving their passwords out to somebody who they think is a good friend, then they use it to bully someone else. Traditional bullying is still continuing on school grounds, but the technology has enabled abuse to continue at home. So she must be suggesting that somebody's giving out their password, and then another party is using the password and masquerading as the boyfriend in order to get the girl to take her clothes off. But either way, the girl still thinks it's her boyfriend talking to her, and she's the one taking off her clothes. So the issue isn't cyberbullying. There's no bullying going on in this story at all. The issue is girls revealing themselves on the internet. That's what it is.
You know that camera? It records it. It's going to be out there for as long as anybody wants to hold on to
right.
it.
Do people not understand that? Are there people... I could understand that maybe someone who doesn't know what the internet is might not get it. But kids certainly know what the internet is, and they certainly know what emails are, and they know how MySpace works, and they know... They're not stupid. They know what these things are, so...
Yeah, and as much as we may try to keep them away from the X-rated and the R-rated sites, they manage to see that there are girls stripping on cams yeah. out there, and they know that those girls have daddies and mommies, too. I mean, please. It's ridiculous.
Let's go to the phones. It's Mark in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark. Hello.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
How you doing?
Hey, you're talking about cyberbullying. Isn't that exactly what you did to Beavis?
What are you talking about?
You're bullying him.
How's that?
Because you made fun of him and said his mom should die.
Wait, no. I didn't say his mom should die.
No, I said I hoped that a tree fell on her Volvo station wagon.
Isn't that the same thing?
No, she didn't have to be inside the wagon.
That's right.
That'd be horrible.
Yeah, we were kidding. It was...
You know, that's what you inferred, though, and that's very disrespectful.
Wow, thanks for the call. Oh, my gosh. What is... What? All right. Anyway, 800-259-9231.
Why are they making that funny noise at the end?
I don't know.
I bet his mother has a Volvo station wagon, too.
It's a club.
Yeah, a club of dorks. 1-800-25... Oh, is that cyberbullying?
Yeah.
Am I
going to
be brought up on charges now? Back in the old days, people could actually make funny things. They could actually call with amusing, entertaining things on the radio. 800-259-9231 if you'd like to give it a try. All right, so there you go. Cyberbullying, stripping online. Kids, get a clue, all right? And parents need to get a clue as well on this whole situation. Now, there's other news about online sort of relationships in this day and age, and apparently the young folks in America are using the text messaging. Now, if you're a parent, you probably know about this. You know that your kids are always tapping away on their cell phones or their little hip-top devices, whatever they have out there. I'm personally not a fan of this text messaging phenomenon at all. I think it's annoying. I don't get them, and if someone sends me one, I get irritated because it costs me money.
It costs me
time.
They're
expensive.
Yeah,
that's the whole point.
I like them because you can transfer information without having to go listen to a voicemail. That I just irks the crap out of me to have to listen to voicemails. And you know, if something,
why do you say on your voicemail message for people to leave you voicemails when you don't actually listen?
Because I run a business. And, you know, I need...
Do you listen to other people's voicemails and just ignore mine? Is that how it works?
No, I ignore everybody.
More on the way. This is Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reed, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel. For clearer nails, and feet that look great in sandals.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything. You can call in toll free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll free line in here with you.
And Wayne
and Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there, including the bulletin board system. There are over 200,000 posts awaiting you, as well as over 1,500 people interacting. Serious stuff and fun times. You'll find it all at bbs.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to talk with New Hampshire natives and those who've made the move, as well as hear and discuss the progress and the future of the Free State Project. So register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T. We'll continue talking about text messaging here in a moment, but first to the phones and to what might be fun. Let's talk to Bill in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hey, Bill.
Hi, Ian. Just calling to chime in a thought that maybe didn't cross the panel's mind. Cyberbullying is incredibly easy with technology. It's not even having to have the girl's consent to take her top off that comes into issue. If she's using a computer that her parents, if it's a shared computer, for instance, parents use it, siblings use it, whatnot, they can contract malware, spyware, viruses, Trojans. Remote access Trojans are the most wicked because they allow somebody from the outside to take a screenshot of whatever this the webcam is presenting at the time.
Okay,
so
sure.
If she's in the bedroom getting undressed for bed or getting ready for school or whatnot, and somebody decides they want to sneak in, probe around, they could take that screenshot and hold it over their heads from now on.
I see where you're coming from. That's a stretch, though. I mean, that's going to require some serious planning, right? I mean, you'd have to actually get the Trojan, the back door. You'd have to get that installed on their computer through whatever means. So you'd have to probably package it with some software that you knew that person was going to install, or just go in there yourself if you had access to the room and physically install it. I mean, it's possible. It's something that you could do, but it's not what they were talking about in this article. That takes some technical know-how.
And I can't imagine what somebody would be looking on the internet that they would feel that they had to take their top off in front of the world in order to protect.
Well, so what I'm saying is, you know, the computer can be left on for whatever reason. They don't even know that the camera's actually in operation at this point.
That's
they're
right.
Just harmlessly changing clothes, doing whatever.
Right. He's saying if it's in her room.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, I understand some girls surf the net naked anyway.
Well, yeah, yeah, if you go to certain sites, yeah, you're going to see there's hundreds of them, and they think for some reason it's going to get their boyfriend's attention or the male attention they didn't get growing up or whatever the psychological.
Oh, that's definitely why that's why a lot of these girls are taking off their clothes.
Sure.
They want the attention. They want their boyfriends to be happy.
And they don't like the smoke in the strip clubs.
But what you're talking about is a pretty intense way of actually getting your hands on these photos, and it wasn't what the article was addressing either. The article was just sort of addressing that, you know, boyfriends are somehow twisting the arms of these young girls into taking their clothes off, when in fact they're doing it for their own reasons, whatever those might be, whether it's attention or they just don't get enough attention from their parents or whatever the issue is. Usually these girls have very, very low self-esteem, and they think that they can make their boyfriends happy by doing this. But I see where you're coming from, and it is a legitimate point and something that is a real possibility that people should look out for.
Right.
Any other thoughts for us, Bill?
No, it's a great show, and you should be getting a contribution headed your way from Oklahoma very shortly.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate the call. 800-259-9231 to Steve in Boston. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Why, hello there.
What's up, Steve? What's on your mind?
I just want to talk about those crank callers. You've been getting a lot lately.
Yeah, all of a sudden they started on Saturday night, and it seems like it's a group of people that sort of hang out together on the internet and have found a nice little easy target for them to call with their silly little calls.
Yeah, sounds very vestibule, but I'm just trying to
Isn't
say that.
Isn't vestibule a lobby from a hotel?
What?
I thought they were in churches. I thought they had vestibules in churches.
I don't know what you're talking about. But
I don't know either, Steve.
I think
that just shows that you guys are getting a lot more popular.
Well, maybe. That's certainly a possibility. Yeah, so certainly a way to look on the bright side. Of course, if we were more popular, then we'd have more legitimate calls as well. And so far, now after these two calls, we got a good 33% of our callers tonight that have been cranks. So and no. I mean, if we were more popular, we'd also have more regular calls on the line, which during our weeknight shows, well, it hasn't been that way.
Yeah, definitely.
There you go, Steve. Anything else on your mind?
Yeah, even the people who aren't cranking, they sound like they're cranking. Like Don from Saturday Night.
Oh, Don wasn't a crank at all. He's real.
Yeah, I just can't believe that.
He was a real Korean War veteran for sure. There was no doubt in my mind about that. You can tell the cranks. Most of the cranks, when they're bad cranks, you can tell because they sort of have that laughy sound in their voice when they're calling up because their friends. Usually what's going on is their friends are listening. And
they can't
know
hold it all
friends,
together either.
Right. They know their friends are listening, and so they start giggling.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's bad stuff. Yeah. Steve, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, man. 800-259-9231.
I expected him to yell snarf at the end or something.
Somebody should go into our archives. One of our amplifiers should dig around through the classic archives and actually find an example of a good crank call.
Oh, man, there's some good ones.
Because we've had them in the past. 800-259-9231. All right, text messaging. Kids are obsessed with it today, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's annoying because they use the little short U, the letter U instead of the word U, and it's just, I know, it takes longer to write words on text, so that's why they do that.
Well, phones, they have to type in, just to get one letter, you have to push a button four times.
And they have all these abbreviations.
Right, and if you don't know what they are, then you're in the dark.
Yeah.
So the title of this article here from Life in Style in Australia, the Sydney Morning Herald, is CD, TXT, Be Killing, You Are, Relationship. I think CD is short for could text be killing your relationship. Girls, if you want your man to stay interested, stop sending text messages, says the Sydney Morning Herald. SMS could be sabotaging your chance of finding love. While world leaders talk about the perils of global warming, single women are bemoaning a drought of a different kind. And it seems that the era of instant communication isn't doing us any favors. That's the message to come out of a recent dating workshop held in Sydney to coincide with the publication of the latest book on finding and keeping a man. Relationships advice columnist Dr.
If women are having any trouble finding men, it's their fault and nothing else. Sorry.
That's what they're saying here, that it's their fault. Columnist Dr. Cindy Pan and radio personality Bianca Dye drew their own experiences to write their guide to love and the modern girl and how to play hard to get, how to catch and keep Mr. Right, not Mr. Right Now. Dye says the nature of instant communication has created a whole host of problems, one of them being chronic insecurity. Dye says, I knew I didn't have to text him straight away after a date, but what did I do? Texted him. Then I would stress, does he like me
in
or not?
In the tense of text is a noun. And the tense of text being turned into a verb is just, it's strange. So you texted somebody?
Well, that's not actually in the article. It's text him. They said text him.
Right, Mark, but it's strange.
You're an old fogey.
I'm just saying, what do you do with this?
She says, then I would stress, does he like me or not? He'd send me a text message and I wouldn't hear from him in 3 days. He must be seeing someone else. As it turned out, he'd be busy at work, buying his groceries, or innocently working out at the gym. The immediacy of SMS and email can also make us look...
How can somebody be too busy to send a text?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe they don't want to feel... Maybe the guys don't want to seem like they're falling all over the girls. And that's what the issue is here, that they're pointing out that these text messages make it too easy for the girls to sort of fawn all over their new guy, and that sort of scares them off. The immediacy of SMS and email can make us look overly keen, a guaranteed turnoff for blokes, they say.
That's right. Remember that, Mark, if you ever become an international playboy.
Yeah, that's right. The chances of that are looking pretty slim these days.
For example, a guy sends you a text message suggesting a movie. Within 4 seconds, you've replied, yes, when, where, what time, and when can I see you again?
Mm-hmm.
First, worst of all, it can turn us into desperados, they say.
Is a desperado somebody who's desperate?
I think so.
I guess.
Die cites the case of a woman who texted her boyfriend, and there it is, texted, used there, and didn't receive a reply for a day. But by the evening, she had convinced herself that he was having an affair, the relationship was over, and she was a single girl again.
That's so strange.
Oh, boy.
So is the past participle of text, have texted?
That's all he's got on this, is the grammar of text. Let's talk about the issue of relationships and texting and how it factors in today. 800-259-9231, and how women might want to reconsider how quickly they text people. That's what the issue is here. Ladies, what do you think? 800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15. 6091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Shocking facts about magnesium. Magnesium deficiency can cause anxiety, asthma, depression, diabetes, fatigue, heart disease, hypertension, insomnia, migraines, osteoporosis, just to name a few. Pesticides and pollution have depleted the soil of magnesium. Processed foods are further stripped of magnesium. Flour loses 80%, polished rice 83%, cornstarch 97%, and white sugar from molasses 99%. Fluoridated water removes all magnesium. So how do we replace the magnesium our bodies so desperately need? Magnesium oil and gel. Magnesium oil and gel absorbs quickly through the skin so there are no gastrointestinal side effects. It comes in several different sizes, so call 877-817-9829 and order yours today. Your body will thank you. Magnesium oil and gel could be the answer you've been looking for. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Magnesium oil and gel. You can be you again.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up what you want, even in these remaining moments, at 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll free line. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are free, though we do ask you voluntarily support the show by shopping with us in two places. There's our store, where we sell Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats and other merchandise. We give away free bumper stickers, by the way. You get all the details on that at store.freetalklive.com, and you will find, if you talk to some of our other listeners that have purchased the clothing and the hats and that sort of thing, they're really satisfied with their purchases. They're really high-quality merchandise. I think you're going to like it. store.freetalklive.com. Also, you can buy virtually anything else you might need to purchase in life at Amazon.freetalklive.com. You know Amazon, they're the world's largest internet retailer. They've got virtually anything you might be able to think of. 40 categories of products, always adding new stuff. Everything from high-dollar electronics to books. There's DVDs, office products, clothing, baby stuff, even their brand-new grocery section. Their brand-new Amazon Unbox as well, where you can rent videos and have them stream directly to your computer. This is all available at Amazon.freetalklive.com, and when you shop through that link, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of your purchase. So it's a great way to get the stuff you need for life and help Free Talk Live at the same time. Really, you can't beat it. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Texting. What's it doing to relationships these days? Back in the old days, you had to call a girl before you were able to set up a date and that sort of thing. And communications were a little bit slower when you had to pick up a phone and dial some numbers. And then, of course, cell phones got into people's hands, and then you could reach somebody wherever they were. It used to be that you had to wait till they got home to check their messages.
I wonder how you do deep breathing when you text.
Oh, you mean like for phone sex?
Yeah, the calls, the deep breathing calls.
Yeah, I don't think it would work so well.
No, you have to have some bunch of long letters like T-T-T-T-T.
But things have changed in relationships. And now, according to the Australian Sydney Morning Herald, they're suggesting that maybe women are getting a little bit too desperate with the text messaging. Because they have that immediacy of being able to get a hold of or at least send a message to their boyfriends or their the parties that they're interested in becoming into being in a relationship with, maybe they're being a little bit too Johnny on the spot by sending too many messages too often, maybe fawning a little bit too much on these guys. And I'm sure it works both ways. This article is written from the perspective of a woman, written for women, but I'm sure it works the other way with guys sending way too many messages to the girls they're interested in.
Didn't you ever have a girl like call you six times in a day?
Nah, I was never really under that high demand.
I haven't had them call six times in a day, but you can tell when they're more interested than you are, and sometimes that's not really convenient.
That's what they're saying here, is that's a turnoff for these guys. And Dice, the expert here, cites a case of a woman who texted her boyfriend, didn't receive a reply for an entire day.
By the evening, she had convinced herself he was having an affair, the relationship was over, and that she was a single girl again, she says. When he finally called the next day, he couldn't understand all the drama. His only problem was a flat phone battery. Hmm. Another woman checked her phone 300 times after messaging a love interest to see if he was free for a drink.
300 times.
I'd qualify that as an obsession. Four hours later, she received a reply, but in the 240 minutes it had passed, she turned herself into a nervous wreck, checking her phone just in case she missed the call.
I wonder what that cost him.
We also risk reading. Well, she checked her phone. I don't think it cost you anything to keep checking. Like, she just kept looking to see if the text would come in. We also risk reading all sorts of things into a simple text or an email, says Di. Quote, I would ring my friends asking for their help in reading between the line of a text message or an email that I received from a potential date.
See, here's the thing, though. It's so difficult to type on one of these things, you know, these little phones, that you don't say everything and you try to get as much put across in as few words as possible, and therefore you have a tendency to be misunderstood.
Right. Then the girl on the other end is saying, what does he mean? And they might take it as an insult.
And that's the reason you shouldn't be texting. Look, if you want to have a conversation with somebody, a real conversation, you should be talking on the telephone. Why are they texting? Are they hiding you from their wife or girlfriend? I mean, what is the whole texting thing? Look, texting's for getting short messages to people when you don't have a lot of time and you can't be disturbed by a phone call or something like that. It's not for conversation.
I thought that's what email was for.
Well, now, there are
people problems with email.
They do the same thing, though. I mean, the people with their Blackberries, they get sort of attached to it, and they use it as like a part of their body almost. They can't get away from it. So what's the advice from professionals? Well, go back to the basics. Rely on your natural instinct and charm. Don't give too much of yourself away, and in extreme cases, throw your phone in the bin. The old adage of keep 'em keen, treat 'em mean has changed with the times, said the doctor, but the principle remains. She says, it's not that old-fashioned idea, acting aloof, being an ice princess or a diva, because that's actually hard work. It's about being hard to get, having some self-respect, and not giving everything away at once. She says women need to value themselves and command respect from others. They need to back away. They need to trust themselves, trust their attractiveness, and maintain a certain amount of reserve. Don't chase. Di says her worst mistake was saying those three words, I love you, via text message.
That's all weird.
Oh, boy.
Imagine getting that for the first time via text.
Right, that's how it comes across.
Wait,
comes
I'm
across.
Laughing at Wayne. He's making a psycho stabbing movement in here.
Has that feel to it.
I love you. She says, I waited and waited and put myself...
If I can't have you, no one will.
She says, I put myself under so much stress, it was ridiculous. I expected a response immediately. When he didn't respond in that instant, I was sure he didn't care about me.
Right. You see, now that's the other thing is you don't know what's going on that other side of the phone. You don't have any interaction with the person.
Expect that person is going to get that message and immediately jump to their phone and send back a reply.
Right. Their phone may not be working properly. They may be using the bathroom. They may have left it somewhere. You don't know what's going on. And, you know, I just don't trust that whole texting, IMing, emailing thing when you're talking about relationships. It's so easy for somebody to be fake and not real.
Yeah.
And, you know, if they're telling lies and they're trying to hide something from you, sweetheart, it's a lot easier to use texts and IMs and emails.
He's going to, like, get my text, and, like, he's going to be all, like, happy, and he's going to make all my dreams come true.
Dr. Pan says Di would have been better saying it in person and saying it genuinely and not expecting an answer. In this high-tech, gadget-obsessed world where we have information at our fingertips, dating is one more area where we need to step back. So turn off your mobile phone, stop logging onto your computer at midnight and checking emails, go for a walk, write a love letter, and keep smiling. They say it may pay to take a lesson from Jane Austen's era, when sweet love letters were the way of communication.
No, I think
and relationships took time to develop.
I disagree with that. I think that a letter and an email should occupy the same space. But if you're corresponding even via letter, what is wrong with your relationship?
Yeah.
You know, unless you're dating a convict, you should not be corresponding via letter. And if you are dating a convict, you know,
so there's a middle ground. So you're saying there's a middle ground. You've got the old tech of writing a letter, which is going to take a while, and then you've got the new tech of these text messages. You're saying sort of meet in the middle somewhere with the occasional phone call. Don't call 50 times a day. You know, don't jump.
If you don't know that one,
right? Don't jump. Well, that's what this is about. This is the new version of calling 50 times in a day. It's sending a text message and expecting that other person is going to be as excited as you are and sending a text message back. Let's go to James in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hey, James.
Hey, what's going on?
What's on your mind?
What's on your mind? I'm just kidding.
This is Free Talk Live, sir.
Yeah, I know. About text messaging. Do you guys hear that?
You're on the radio.
Text messaging. All right, text messaging. What do you guys trust more, text messaging or like instant message, Gmail, phone?
What is there to trust?
What do we trust? I don't understand.
What do you guys like? What do you like? Do you feel comfortable sending a text message to someone? Like I've had the issue of sending a text message to someone, and someone else reads the text message, and I feel embarrassed. You guys ever had that problem?
Yeah, I don't send text messages, so I really can't necessarily comment. Mark, you
I'm
do.
A little. I would be more concerned about emails because they're they can be longer, more heartfelt. You can get better explanations
like
in it.
Continue.
Yeah, even the best text messaging device, which is like a BlackBerry or a Trio, it's difficult to type on because you're typing with your thumbs. So it's not so much fun to type, and they can only be 180 characters long or 160 characters long.
And it costs money sometimes if you're...
It depends on what your plan is.
So you're concerned that somebody might get their hands on a text message that you've sent and misinterpret it?
Well, I mean, like, text message and email, same thing. And, I don't know. I was just asking your opinion.
Yeah, don't send anything you don't want, you don't have an expectation that other people will read.
Yeah, if you want privacy, I mean, I don't think there are encrypted text messages. I don't think we've come that far quite yet. Who knows? That might be down the road. Thanks for the call, James. 800-259-9231. If you're looking for privacy, you know, the best way to do it is to meet somebody in person and talk to them personally, quietly, in a secluded location. Otherwise, there's a chance your phone call could be intercepted. There's a chance your text messages could be intercepted.
Wear an anti-bugging device.
Yeah, just don't do it in Britain.
Yeah, exactly right. All right, it's been Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
We'll return tomorrow night online. In the meantime, you can join us at freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.